You're listening to another edition of the Block Report with the Minister of Information, JR. Today, we're going to be talking about the Oakland rebellions after the murder, the police murder of 22-year-old unarmed black male Oscar Grant. Can you introduce yourself, please, sir?
Yes, this is Andrew Lewis, Drew Ease, as they call me in the streets, you know, Ease Ali.
Drew, me and you, we met each other. We was locked up in North County.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell the people so much. I'm going to let you tell the people, why were we in North County?
Because they had, we was in North County because we was the few of a lot of people that stood up against the violence that's happening to our people. So now we was the chosen few.
What made you personally come and physically participate? What made you not just look at it on TV and be like, oh, that's effed up what they did to Oscar Grant? What made you physically respond where you was like, I gotta be a part of some kind of protest?
Yeah, because I've been seeing this happen. Like, I used to say, if this happened, like if that stuff that happened in the 60s, like if I was living back there, I always said that I would, you feel me, like be in the front line.
Yeah.
So now, we was on the front line in like 2009.
No doubt.
So now, at the same time, it was like, this has been happening to our people for a long time now. So now, somebody got to stand up for it.
No doubt. I know that a lot of people, specifically those that wasn't out in the streets, was condemning what a lot of the young people was doing in the streets. But one of my responses to that was, they could say what they want, but it was the ones in the streets that was part of the rebellion that forced the hand of city government and made this a national story where, you know, justice is more likely to come, whereas they was planning to sweep this under the rug. Now, how do you respond to the criticisms of people who were talking about, you know, innocent people's property shouldn't be damaged? Like, how do you respond to that?
I mean, just like I said on TV, you feel me? They could replace the windows. You feel me? They could replace anything that was broke, but the dude can't replace his life. So now, if they still want to, I mean, it's going to be more broke. They should have came and protested with us, because it's going to be more of that happening if more violence, police brutality occur.
And I mean, I think that it's also important to just point out that Ron Dellums didn't respond to when the ministers and all them got together and they went to the DA office earlier that day.
Yeah.
They didn't respond to the youngsters who went and protested at Fruitvale Bar peacefully and was just yelling and chanting and had they posters and t-shirts and stuff. They didn't respond to that. The only thing they responded to was the smashed windshields, broke out storefronts, fires, and youngsters getting it on with the police in a confrontational style.
Yeah.
You know, let's back up and let's talk a little bit about that day, man. How did you feel, you know, how do you feel? I'm not going to ask you exactly what or nothing like that, because we know there's legal ramifications about that. But what would you say that the general feeling in the streets was that night, particularly with black youth, but I know it was a multicultural thing.
It was
black, brown, Asian, and even in jail it was black, brown, Asian, and white. But how would you equate the feelings? What was going through the people's minds that was involved in the rebellion?
Man, it was just really like a cold feeling. Like, nobody really didn't have no love for the officers, because they don't have no love for the people that's paying their taxes. I mean, that's paying their taxes, paying their paychecks.
Right.
The police don't have no love for the people, so why should we have love for the police?
Right.
And they just showed that the other day if you watch the video.
How do you feel? Because I mean, I was out there too. And I seen some reports where they was talking about how white people was taking over the protests. I didn't experience that.
No, I didn't experience that either, bro.
Yeah, I mean, because I think that's just a way to divide and conquer.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm for sure not going to be the one to stand up for white people taking over something from black people. But that wasn't what the case
was,
though.
That's not what it was.
Everybody was doing their own thing and in solidarity with each other is what I witnessed. Is that what you witnessed?
Yeah, that's what I witnessed right there.
And I mean, it was very rare, especially in Oakland, to see it come down to that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Or like, or would you say that that's a normal thing? Because I know in the high schools out here, the youngsters, for the most part, blacks stick with blacks, yeah. Latinos stick with Latinos, Asians, Asians, whites, whites. And yeah. It's a few people that interweave. But I'm saying even this, in this, in the streets, people were sectioned off, but they all supported each other. Am I right?
Yeah, that was true. Yeah, everybody supported each other. But now it was different people. Like some people wanted to go bad on the cops, but some people wanted to do non-violence. Like some of the little some of the groups, activist groups, and some people just really just wanted to look and watch. And me myself, I'm not just gonna look and watch. I'm gonna do something so they would never kill another brother again,
no doubt.
At least try to.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, I know that you made a statement on the news. We had went to court and got arraigned, and you made a surprise statement on the news. What did you say when, because I know me, you, and I believe there's one other person that's facing a felony from these rebellions.
Yeah.
What is it that you said, and why do people take it as surprising that you said it?
I mean, which one when I said?
Well, you said, I'm guilty.
Oh, yes. I'm guilty of vandalism. But that I'm guilty of vandalism. I'm not guilty of what they said I vandalized, but I am guilty of vandalism. So
yeah.
Now, I mean, you could take it as how you want to take it. But now at the same time, they are guilty of killing another human being.
No doubt.
So if you want to weigh them, mine is nothing to what they did.
Right. And you facing a felony, but the officers that killed dude, Oscar,
yeah.
they're not facing nothing.
Exactly. So now, we could see how much racism, how much favoritism, how much, you know, how
right.
much, like, connection they got on the under,
yeah.
like, behind the scenes. So now, we could see it's all a scam, basically, to now. But this is clandestinely designed to stop the black man, though.
No doubt. No doubt. What kind of effect, I mean, you a young black male, also like myself, and
yes,
you know, like, what kind of effect did seeing that on TV have with you and your peers that you hang out with in the neighborhood? I know you here with your girlfriend. How did you and your friends, what was talked about in these Oakland neighborhoods before this took place? How did black young people see this?
I mean, truthfully, like, when I heard about it, I had just got back out to Oakland, and I walked in a store, and it was on a newspaper in the store, and I asked the Arab brother to ask him what happened. Then he broke it down to me. Then later that day, I seen it on the news. So now I was like, what? Because I know I have a lot. I have a brother that got killed by the police.
Hmm.
Police brutality.
Hmm.
You feel me? So now, later that day, we was like, this couldn't go on. So now we seen the protest. We was like, we gotta go out there. And then while you was out there in the protest, you had to be there to. You feel me? I just can't give y'all the, you feel me, the true details of how we was feeling that day.
Because the energy, I can agree. Like, the energy itself for the protest, and you see people getting it on. You see the police standing up against the people in a military fashion.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? You see them throw a few protesters around and arrest them heck of hard.
I mean, it
bring out the beast in people.
Yeah, for real, though.
You know, it bring out the beast in people. What do you expect from this, man? What would you want Ron Dellums, if Ron Dellums was listening to this right here, and other city officials that can make decisions in this case that can acquire justice for the family of Oscar Grant, as well as other police terrorism victims? Because I don't want to act like you said, your brother was a victim of it.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, there was Anita Gay, Gary King, Lorante, uh-huh. Studisville, all the Terrence Mirez,
yeah.
all these people all over the Bay Area. This is just a case that they caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it that you want to say to city officials in regards to police terrorism? If they was listening right now,
mm-hmm.
what is it that you would want them to know, as well as the public to know, coming from you?
All right, I would like to say, do not trust the police. And first of all, when they hire the police, they don't check their back. I mean, they really don't know the person. So when you hire somebody and you don't know the person, there's a lot of things that's about to go on that was wrong.
The psychological profile.
Yeah,
they don't know if these fools
exactly.
is crazy or not.
Yeah, exactly. So now they could be a, they could grow up to be a racist prick, you feel me? And then put that little front on for a week and then get on the job. Well, they don't even have to put a front on for a week because they boss is the same way as them.
Right.
So now at the same time, so then they hire them and then they get on the job. And then they kill somebody or do a lot of police brutality, a lot of wrong things that they shouldn't be doing. And they keep doing this. And that was more than one person. They keep doing this to more than 95% of the police.
Yeah.
Now.
No doubt, man. Well, definitely, I don't want this to be the last interview between us. I mean, we got a camaraderie with me and you being two out of the three that's facing these felonies in the streets.
Man, for real.
You know, I definitely want to salute you, though, for taking an honorable stance on behalf of our people and also utilizing your voice, because it's a lot of us that went down, but it ain't too many of us that hit the media and put the voice out there and let the people know, people that were scared, people that support us, as well as people that don't know what to think, let them know what's going on in our head so they can make an educated decision. So again, bro, I salute you. Keep doing your thing. And we, you know, we online together. We're gonna do another one before this case over between each other, so we can have an update and give it to the people as to what was really going on and what's going on right here in Oakland, California. So any last words you got, bro?
Last words I got, stay solid. You feel me? And then just read. I'm going to tell everybody out there to read books. Read on your history, the true history of your people. Read on what's going on today. You feel me? Because we can't be in the darkness no more. We can't be in darkness no more.
No doubt. If people want to help you legally or help you media-wise, do you have a phone number or an email or any way that they can get at you if they would like to, you know, assist you in any way?
Yep, I mean, I have an email, is Drew_EZ_Ali100@yahoo.com.
Spell it, because, you know, we be having hip-hop spellings and stuff.
Okay. DREW_EZ_ALI100@yahoo.com.
No doubt. And that's Drew. I definitely urge all of our listeners to support him and support all of the protesters that are facing charges that were basically out on the front line fighting for justice for Oscar Grant and other victims of police terrorism. So until next time, we out.
Peace.